Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you so much for joining us this week. We are going to do a few solo episodes in the upcoming weeks about some hot nutrition topics. And when I look at my episode list for like rankings, gut health just seems to just keep gaining the popularity in the podcast platform. So I thought it would be a lot of fun to talk a little bit more about probiotic powerhouse foods for the gut and what they are. We've mentioned it before with our guests. We've had different guests from Katrina to Jacqueline to Dr. Emily just recently, and they are the experts in this field. But let's talk about some foods that you can eat every single day to just promote the gut health, because there is so many nuances in the sciences of the gut-brain axis and how that connection is really coming about. Not only is it beneficial for your gut, but it's also been showing very beneficial for your brain health. So let's talk about probiotic foods. What are they? They refer to the living microorganisms. These are the bacteria and yeast residing within the gut microbiome that offer these benefits. And the term probiotic, it stems from pro, meaning in favor of, and biotic, indicating life. These foods can help promote gut health, boost immunity, and support kind of the overall well-being in maintaining a healthy balance of bacteria in the gut. Historically, probiotics featured prominently in traditional diets, where they, from fresh produce grown in nutrient-rich soil and fermented foods crafted to just extend the shelf life of them. And with modern dietary habits, we've kind of shifted away from these practices because we don't need to do them. We have other ways to extend the shelf life. But probiotics still feature in various common grocery items, and there are different types of them. They are commonly found in fermented foods, where the process of the fermentation, it really just breaks down the sugar in the food. And these are natural sugars, not added sugars, creating an environment for the probiotic bacteria to grow. Think of that breakdown of the sugar as like food for the good bacteria. And not all fermented foods have probiotics, but there is a specific fermentation method during this process to have them present. And when you think of probiotic foods, the first one you probably think of is yogurt. And that is the most widely consumed probiotic food. Typically, commercial yogurt production involves the addition of two bacterial strains. So it's not necessarily made with it, but they add it to it. And you will see this right on the ingredient listing. I cannot say these things, but it's Streptococcus thermophilus and Lactobacillus bulgarius. However you pronounce it, that's the way I'm going to say it. They add that to the milk, and this process results in the milk thickening due to the lactic acid that is produced by the bacteria. It is important to note that these bacteria strains, while present, they may not offer the same health benefits as live probiotics. So notably, not all yogurts available in the stores undergo this traditional fermentation. So it's advised to look at the label, because I know in the yogurts that I buy for my kids, they may not have those strains added to them, which is why my kids probably like them. But Look on the back and you can see live active cultures listed right in there for a probiotic rich yogurt. Another favorite that my family enjoys is kefir. Like yogurt, kefir is fermented milk. It is from kefir grains and it shares similarities with yogurt, being kind of this tangy and thick and creamy with consistency. I like to call it a drinkable yogurt. I still have to laugh. The very first time that I was on TV, the host decided to try kefir for the first time on air live. And this was about 15 years ago. So this is not the current TV show that I do. This was years ago. And the host just made the most bitter face and then followed up by, ugh. And really, it's just a little tangy. If you want to start enjoying kefir, try like a strawberry kefir or a fruit flavored kefir. I really enjoy the tanginess and the flavor of that. But kefir is extremely powerful in those live active cultures. Usually they contain 10 or more of the live active cultures. And you can see that listed on the bottle as well. So remember, yogurt has about 2 to 3 strains and kefir has 10 live active cultures. So when we are sick in this house, I make it a must that we get the kefir out. I don't know if it helps, but I think it does. So increasing those good bacteria in the gut. Another probiotic food is sauerkraut. This type of fermented cabbage dish, it comes from Germany. I remember seeing it, my mom making it growing up with German heritage, and made by finely shredding the cabbage and then fermenting it in a brine solution, which consists of salt and water. And during the fermentation, the beneficial bacteria, they break down those sugars again. Remember, natural sugars, not added sugars, producing the lactic acid to give the sauerkraut that kind of tangy flavor again. Number 4, kimchi. That's a traditional Korean dish made by fermenting vegetables, primarily cabbage again, along with a variety of seasonings like garlic, ginger, and chili peppers, other great ingredients for beneficial health. And I don't think I've ever really tried kimchi, but they say it does have kind of that tangy flavor. It can be enjoyed as a side dish, added to noodles and soups or stew, incorporated into sandwiches or wrap, giving a flavorful kick with added gut health benefits. I need to try that one out. Tempeh. Ooh, I've tried this one out. This is a fun one. It is fermented soybean product originated from Indonesia, known for its dense texture and nutty flavor. This is a big one for vegetarians. And through the fermentation, there is a mold growing. With the mold, tempeh gains many beneficial bacteria in there. And again, these bacteria aid in digestion, promote gut health, and making tempeh not just like a protein-rich food, but also a source of probiotics for overall health. You can saute it. You can add it in a variety of dishes. Number 6, miso, a traditional Japanese seasoning made from fermenting soybeans with the salt and the koji fungus. It is a thick, paste-like consistency. I kind of think it almost looks like a hummus. That's what it reminds me. But its consistency, and it's known for its rich umami flavor. And miso comes from different varieties such as white, yellow, red, brown, each offering its own unique taste and aroma. You can use it in a variety of dishes like soup, which is a staple in Japanese cuisine. They dissolve the miso paste in hot water with other ingredients like tofu, seaweed, and green onions. And additionally, miso can be used as a seasoning in a marinade, dressing, sauces, glazes, meat, seafood, vegetable, and tofu. And it really, again, it just adds another depth of flavor to the dishes that can be very versatile in both the traditional and fusion cuisines. I think I need to go to a Japanese restaurant and try this, because I'd probably screw it up making it. But I do remember showing customers where miso was at when they asked for it. And I knew where it was. So I was proud of that. But I still need to try it. Number seven is kombucha. That is kind of a love or hate. I think there are some people who just absolutely thrive on kombucha, and there are other people who want to try it, like my family members, and be like, oh, what is this? Kombucha is a fermented tea beverage made from fermenting sweetened tea, and it's cultures of bacteria and yeast. The fermentation process produces probiotics, organic acids, enzymes, and again, resulting in that tanginess. The flavor component here is kind of all the same with these probiotics. It can be enjoyed as a refreshing beverage, used for a base of the cocktails or mocktails. There are so many varieties. So I would say if you tried one and you didn't like it, try a different brand, because it can give a whole different flavor. Remember that there are trace amounts of alcohol due to the fermentation process, so consumed in moderation, especially for pregnant women and children and those with compromised immune systems. Number eight, traditional buttermilk. Now, this is a liquid left over from churning butter. We did that at Living History Farms years ago, so I need to get that buttermilk because it has all the good beneficial bacteria in there. It is slightly acidic and tangy in flavor, unlike cultured buttermilk that you buy at the stores. Number nine, certain cheeses. Now, these are particularly aged and raw milk varieties that contain these probiotics. Examples could be traditional cheddars, Gouda, Alpine cheeses like Gruyere. Incorporating these cheeses into your diet by enjoying them on a cheese board or sandwich, salad, melted into a dish, and going back and looking at that label and making sure they do have those live active cultures is extremely beneficial. Even some cottage cheeses, which you probably have seen or heard of, can also have probiotics added to them. But just look on the back. It's like at the end of the ingredient listing, you will see these strains of bacteria listed. And last but not least, I kind of grouped this one in together. It is fermented vegetables. They are a rich source of probiotics due to their fermentation process. And examples could be pickles, carrots, beets, onions, olives. And during the fermentation, the bacteria like lactobacillus convert the natural sugars in the vegetables to lactic acid, creating that acidic environment to help preserve the vegetables and enhance the flavor. So kind of some fun ones. When we add these probiotic foods to your diet, whether it's daily or weekly, yes, it can offer a simple yet effective means of nurturing your gut with an array of other healthy foods. And remember that the prebiotic foods, those foods that are high in fiber, that is what the bacteria uses for food. So when you have a diverse diet consisting of probiotic foods and prebiotic foods and getting so much variety in that, prime source for the gut to keep it healthy. So maybe these foods are a little bit unfamiliar, but maybe you want to try one. Maybe it's trying that kefir or the kimchi or the miso. Those are some that I need to like venture out and become a little bit more familiar with. But I thought this was a fun little episode to talk about these foods. And we all need to increase our gut health, whether that be increasing more fiber or adding a little bit more probiotic foods. If you want to read more about these foods, I will have this as a blog post. It will be linked in the show notes for better understanding to refer to, but I always like to listen. And then if you want to have some additional notes, that blog post will be there for you to save. So thank you so much for joining us on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.